I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Despite the heavy rainfall in recent weeks, the summer months make perfect opportunities to try a float fishing trip in West Virginia. We'll talk more about it coming up.
Ahoy there! How's the fishing?
Shh! You'll scare the fish!
Fishies love the safety pirate. Now tell me, have you taken a boat and safety course?
I have.
Oh, but did you know it's dangerous
to speed on the water? Yeah, I know.
Arr, smarty pants, are ya?
Stay safe on the water this year. Learn the boating rules and always wear your life jacket.
And remember to boat smart, boat safe.
A message from the National Safe Boating Council.
Float fishing trips in West Virginia generally involve the South Branch of the Potomac, the New River, or the Greenbrier River. These waters are dominated by smallmouth bass and make for some great action. Mark Scott is biologist with the DNR's office in Beckley and tells us more.
This time of year, of course, right now with the high water, everything's getting a little bit muddy, but normally this time of year you have really clear water and typically shallow water where the water's lower. So what I like to do is make long casts. Sometimes I use a fluorocarbon leader or ultralight. Rod and reel with a light pound test line. I personally like topwater fishing. To me, that's more exciting, but sometimes you can catch a few more fish if you use little twister tail jigs or downsize a little bit when the water is clear like this.
Although we've had a good amount of rain in recent days, that does not necessarily mean things are bad.
Actually, it'll end up making it a little bit better, hopefully. It's been so low recently that it's been tough floating the New and the Greenbrier. Not a whole lot of water, especially in the Greenbrier.
Look for targets as you're floating along, perhaps even delaying your progress to thoroughly fish the right spots.
My favorite spot of all spots is the top of a shoal area. A lot of times if I'm floating, I'll actually stop if I can get out. Sometimes you have to go through the shoals before you can actually stop, but I'll wade up to the top of the shoals and cast and work the lure back to me. And more often than not, I'll catch several bass at each spot like that. I think that's the biggest problem with folks is when they float is they never want to get out of their canoe or kayak or whatever they're in. It's like a travel trip. They're just on the move and never stop, and I think they miss a lot of good spots by doing that.
Conditions on the river have created large numbers of fish, although not as many are going to be in the trophy class right now.
Probably more numbers this time of year. I know we've been out tagging some bass on the New River, and we're seeing lots of 6-inch bass, which we've missed a couple year classes due to some high water.
Final word about a float trip in West Virginia: be extremely careful and don't make dumb choices.
You should always wear your safety paraphernalia, your PFDs or what have you. And don't jump out of your canoe or kayak and forget where you've got it. Make sure you beach it somewhere where it's not going to float off and leave you. I've heard of people tying it to them.
It's especially true on the New River that can have some very swift and hidden currents. A float trip there would be advisable to make with an experienced river guide. Make plans and get out on that water this summer. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.